All right, welcome back to the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Nate Williams, accompanied as always by the strength, the caring, the probably extremely tired, the milk-ridden, beautiful, musty, crusty, dusty wife of mine, Jen Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, clap, 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 clap. That's you. Jennifer, can I just hold the... I know I'm talking to people, but I want to talk to you directly.
Okay.
You are an amazing mom.
Thanks.
You are a strong, persistent woman who is patient and kind. And in all of the times that Max has woken you up to literally suck life from your body, you've been kind and patient, and you haven't been frustrated or angry. Yeah, and I'm just very impressed. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome. With that being said, can you let the people know where we're headed to and for what purpose?
We are headed to Max's hearing screen. They usually do hearing tests in the hospital. You have three chances to pass them, like, as soon as the baby is born. But since Max was a preemie, I guess, like, the fluid kind of settles in their ears a little bit more than full-grown, full-term babies. So Max didn't pass in one of his ears, the three different attempts. So one of his ears did pass two of the times. Then the last time, neither ear passed. So we are going to make sure that his hearing is okay.
Yeah. He responds to our voices, I think.
I don't know, because when the fire alarm goes off, he doesn't budge. So, that'd freak me out if I was a little baby.
Yeah, but I think that you sneezed before, and he was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think I've coughed or done something where he's moved. Does baby's hearing, like, slowly improve over time, or is it?
I don't think so.
It is what it is in the beginning.
Yeah, and, like, your ears and your eyes are just kind of what they are. Like, your eyes can get worse, and your hearing obviously can in life can get worse, but I don't know.
True. Well, Lord, let his hearing be great, because there's music in his life and he doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
So let it be fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, Jen. This is the topic of today's conversation, is kind of a revisit of, I think, what our second, maybe third episode of season one was about. Can you remember back, if you had to guess? First three episodes. It's one of those things.
I have no idea.
Okay. I'll give you options. Number one is, the very first episode was about pogos, pet peeves and nervous tics.
Yep.
That was episode one. That was probably almost, wasn't a year ago, but it was a couple months ago, I believe. I think the next topic was mom competition. And then the third one was we were looking back at high school. Out of those three, what do you think we're revisiting today?
Mom competition.
You are absolutely right. Clap, 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 clap. That's my wife, y'all. So, Jen, your experience as a mom, you're 21 days in?
Yeah, 21 days today.
21 days today. 3 weeks in to having a human being. And something that we talked about, like I said, season one, episode one, two, or three. I think it was two. It's either two or three. I can't remember. But we were talking about how moms are constantly, at least it seems like on social media and in person, but they seem like they're in competition with one another. And it's something that we were kind of fearful of with Max being earthside or womb side, or out of the womb. I don't know the correct term. Is it earthside? Is that what you call it?
I guess so.
Okay. So that was part of the concern. However, Jen, could you describe your experience from other moms post-baby?
I have talked to more moms that I have not talked to in 10 years, 5 years, a long time. Friends of mine from high school, Wichita, different walks of life. And they just are so hyped for us.
Mm.
I think because they've been through it.
I see.
So I haven't had, like, I've actually had a lot of relationships
peter out.
Well, that,
end?
Well, that for sure. that for sure, in the last, you know, decade. But
right, right.
People just that I, honestly, and they're all small talk type people. No one that I was, like, close to. But they've just said, how are you doing? Checking in on me and stuff.
Mm.
It's just been really cool. This girl that I worked with at the bank, her dad was the CEO of the bank, Ameritrust, that I worked at.
True.
In Wichita. She's been talking to me. We talk almost every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My friend Jenna. There's just been, like, a lot of people that I haven't talked to for real, in probably 10 years.
I see.
And really cool. But my friend Jenna, who I've recently been talking to again, her daughter was born 3 hours after Max.
Wow.
And we were a month apart, but Max came early.
True.
And her daughter's name is Liza, came a week late.
Into the mic.
So they were born on the same day.
That's cool.
So it's really cool because Liza and Max have the exact same, like, we're headed to our appointment. How much does she weigh?
That's
like,
cool.
So it's really cool to see. Or, like, what's working for you? Because Jenna has another daughter named Georgia.
Okay.
I think Georgia's, like, 5 or 6 years old. So she hasn't done this in a while.
Oh, wow.
So it's just cool because we're doing it all together exactly at the same milestone. So, like, it's really, really cool.
And that's helpful. There's a good friend of mine, Corey, the worship leader at the church. He just had a baby named Evan. And they were 2 weeks before us.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. To see him, yep, kind of go through the same things that I'm going through. And he has a daughter who's older. She's 2. Mm-hmm. And to see him, like, we were talking about diapers at Sunday morning. We were talking about changing diapers and stuff
the
like that.
The wetness indicator. Yeah.
And I just thought it was cool because there are so many different ways that you can relate to someone, but relating to someone through being a parent is,
mm-hmm,
it's a very unique thing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I said this at the, we have, like, these little meetings before church, and I said how much I've grown to, like, love and respect Jen more in the past 3 weeks. It's like, it's my affection for her has increased. Because I've seen more, like, of your character, you know, like your awesome momness, and
Oh, thanks. I don't feel like I do that great.
No, you're doing fantastic. Patient. You're doing great. But I think that, do you think that that has something to do with moms reaching out to other moms because, like you said, they know what they're going through. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, hey, I know exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, I do think is that. And I think that it's different for every mom. And I'm sure that there are some moms that are just like, this is the best thing ever. They're not afraid. They don't have anxiety or fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think that a good portion of moms do have those things. And so, like, I think everybody that's reached out has had that, like, bout of anxiety, fear. Yeah. Are you doing okay kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been really cool because everybody that I share, like, oh my gosh, like, I had a panic attack, like, the night he was born.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. They're like, that's completely normal. You're not alone. And I think more moms know about that than don't, that didn't, more moms experienced it than didn't. And
yeah.
So they're reaching out to, like, make sure that I'm okay. Because it is a huge transition.
It really is.
It really, really is. And it's wonderful. I can say that now 3 weeks in, but it takes some adapting, you know?
Yeah. I think that Jen hasn't slept through the night. She probably hasn't got more than 3 hours of sleep since he was was born. Is that accurate?
Yes.
In one stretch.
Yeah, in one stretch, I haven't slept over 3 hours for sure. Either Max or my boobs will wake me up.
Either the baby or the boobs.
Yep. So one of those two things. Usually it's little Max, which today he was our alarm, praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Been late.
I heard.
Yeah. And he's just laying there all cute with his eyes open, like,
okay.
Hi, guys. I have a hearing
I've got a hearing
today.
Situation that you both need to get to.
And y'all both to sleep.
Y'all both slump. We're currently late.
And he's, like, making the sweetest little coos. He's not even crying. He's just like, we got to get awake.
Yeah. What were we?
Like, okay, little bright eyes.
Okay, thank you. What were we making fun of him of yesterday?
I think baby shark mouth. When Max is hungry, he'll do anything to find that boob.
Yes. And it's usually, I feel like it's, for you, he has something to latch onto. For me, not so much. So when I'm holding him and he gets hungry, he does this head, he does this like turtle, I don't even, like just
mouth
this.
Wide open, just head going everywhere.
And I'm like, sir, I don't have what you need.
His mouth as wide as open
but
as
he's
can
looking
be.
For it. Yeah, he's sucked on my neck before. I'm like, is this boob shaped to you? Do I have a boob neck to you, sir?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, he's trying to get that sustenance
for that Max milk.
He sucked on my face before. I'm like, listen, I was like, are you giving
really
me a little
wish
kiss
that you could get him latched onto the tee and just feel what it feels
I
like.
I don't want that in my life.
It is something else.
I don't have enough
yeah, it doesn't protrude far
enough.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Mine didn't either, but that's changed.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me, Lord.
Okay.
Max made it. He's a, I'll see a way where there is no way.
Okay. Is this a sermon? moving on from Jen's breast shape. So you've experienced an overwhelming, a positive wave of encouragement from moms.
Yeah, and, like, even my closest friends, like Marie and Ange, like with Maria, we have a lot of the same, like, philosophies about different parenting things and stuff, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So, like, it's just really nice to be able to reach out to her. She's had three kids. All three kids were different. Max has some, like, gassy issues.
Yeah.
So, like, she'll send me videos or different things, like, to help him with his gas. And it's just cool because, like, I mean, she's been my friend for 15 years?
Yeah.
13 years?
I think your longest friend. Is that accurate?
Yeah. For sure. She's been my friend for 13 years, and she had kids about 5 years into that, 6 years into that. So she's been in the game for a while.
Right.
And it's just cool because, like, even though we talked and we were friends and we would share, like, I don't know, plants. I don't even know what we talked about before Max, honestly, which sounds crazy.
Mm.
But it's, like, mostly mother stuff now. And true. It's just really cool because we didn't, she's always had kids and it's been such a huge part of her life. But I think that now that I have a child as well, it just gives us like another thing to like talk about.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool because I talk to her every day as well. And my friend Sarah and my sister-in-law Sarah. So it's really cool.
Man. So what other friendships I've got two questions. Number one. What other, outside of Maria, what other friendships have you seen kind of take a transformation since having Max?
The relationship with my mom, I would say.
How so?
She just loves Max so much. And like every morning she's like, okay, ready for my Max pick. It's like really sweet. Like she just wants to see him every day.
Mm.
And if you're new here, season two, my parents live in Kansas.
True.
And we live in Delaware. So they're about 24 hours away from us.
Yes.
So my parents haven't been able to come and see Max yet. They're coming in June to visit him. So for my mom, she's like, oh, he's growing so much and he's changing so much. And like, you were that way or, you know, your brother was that way. So it's just like really sweet to talk to her. And then my sister-in-law for sure.
Oh, you and Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I text her all the time about everything. She's a nurse. She's had my two nieces. She's like a little bit less on the crunchy side than Maria, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Maria's like no medicine, try these natural ailments. And then my sister-in-law, Sarah, is like, if those things don't work, try these things.
I see. Because
she's more in like the medical, safe medical world, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really cool. So I'd say my relationship with Sarah has definitely changed as well.
True.
And then just my relationship with Max, which sounds silly, but it's different now than it was 3 weeks ago for sure.
True. What do you mean by that?
Like at first it's just like, Max, that's my son. Y'all are going to let us leave with him. That's crazy.
Right.
Like probably shouldn't let us do that. And now I feel like, dang, Max, like I'm not afraid when he sleeps at night anymore. Yeah. Just like our relationship has changed because I like trust him, which sounds silly.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I just trust, like, he's going to be okay, and I'll see you in the morning. And
that's something that Sarah Reeves said, right? That the more...
it just takes time.
Yeah.
Because at first, like, you have this brand new infant, and this isn't this way for everybody, but I just had, like, the worst anxiety that something was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Because my heart had basically expanded, like, 10 times its size in the matter of a few moments when he was born. And I was just like... that's vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this little baby to hurt me. I cannot handle if something happens to this little baby.
Right.
So you kind of put, like, your fences up, like, and then you create anxiety because of those.
Mm.
And I had to spend, like, several days working through, like, that high anxiety on top of, like, high hormones plummeting.
Yeah.
And just all of it combined had me real anxious about Max. But now as time has passed, I'm like, oh, Max is fine.
Yeah.
Max slept through the night. Well, slept you know what 3 hours yeah. of time through the night. So just stuff like that. It takes time. And like having those moms that weren't like, oh, I didn't experience that. But like all of them were like, yep, I remember like the newborn stage is so hard. It gets better. Hang in there.
Mm.
I know your nipples are sore, but just hang okay. in there.
Like, there it is.
Yeah, I just needed that. I needed that affirmation from moms. And, like, I haven't felt like I've been alone in this season at all because of them.
True. Hmm.
So, it's really, really cool.
I should do a better job of reaching out to JJ. I don't have any, like, close friends that are in the same stage as me. Mm-hmm. I don't have... And granted, I don't really talk to my friends that much anyway. I mean, that sounds terrible, but Sean and Cam and Moss, like I'll talk to them on a need-to-know basis type of thing. We'll send memes and stuff to each other, like stuff that we think is funny, but not on like a regular basis. And so fatherhood feels different than motherhood because I feel like my job is more so a support to you. Like... I'm kind of like, I'm not like the race car driver. I'm the one in the, the cockpit doing the, is it cockpit?
I got a mosh pit real quick. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about fatherhood is that I'm just propping Jen up or helping like lessen some of the burden. Because I mean, there's not really a whole lot I can do outside of change a diaper or like get Jen some food or things like that. So that's kind of how it feels right now for me. And I don't know any young dads that have like less than a year old outside of Corey, but I don't know any young dads that have reached out to me like, hey man, like I remember that part of fatherhood. So actually we're going to take a quick commercial break, I think. Jen's trying to confirm to make sure that we have this appointment happening. Quick commercial break, and by commercial I mean cue that Schitt's Creek transition music. And we're back. Jen is a genius. She warmer, yeah, yes ma'am. Certainly. Ooh, it's cold. Alright, let me crank that soda.
My
boy.
Morning chocolate.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to take that away from you. Jen loves candy, for those who don't know. And what do you mean, why is it melted? The car is hot. Is it melted? Also, are you using the mic to open the bag of candy, or what's happening? Okay. Sounds like I'm inside the bag is how it feels. Okay. Try to keep the chewing.
It's melted.
Oh my goodness. I was going to try to say keep the chewing out of the mic. Yeah. Here we are. I feel like fatherhood, the way that like dads relate to each other, at least from my experience, is a little bit different. Corey's been helpful in giving me like heads up, like, hey man, like this will happen, or be mindful of this. But some of the other dads I know, like Strahl, Andrew Strahl, shout out to you, probably on the way to work. I think that he is six. Is Adeline six? So he's 6 years in the game, and they have daughter Emerson. Is she? She's not three, is she?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
She's pushing three. I think she was born in the summer.
Okay, so she's close to three.
Mm-hmm.
So his daughters are sleeping through the night. Yeah, she's super cute. His daughters are sleeping through the night. I think the diapers he's changing are a little bit more substantial.
Yeah, and less, probably a bit less frequent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing potty trained now. Isabella's, our niece's potty trained, so I'm sure she's...
Yeah, and Emmy probably has a better quickness at it because Adeline goes potty in the girl toilet.
So the close dudes that I know, I just don't know any, like, mm-hmm. dads are like, man, just went through that. Or, oh, man, I can remember back to outside of, like, I should reach out to JJ. But I don't feel like I'm struggling, per se. I don't feel like I'm... like crumbling under the pressure of it.
There's different difficulties that we've never experienced, like because I'm so tired, I'm so much more irritable, you know what I'm saying? So like,
yes,
that is different. Just that other dads are like, whoa, me too, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that some of your, I can sense when you're irritable because all of the kindness in your face leaves.
Yep.
Sure. And then I think I get to see your face the way that probably strangers see your face, which yeah. is...
Oh, she's not friendly.
oh, she's Whoops. Mad. She's angry. And I'll...
Do not cross her.
Yeah, do not cross her or you'll lose a leg. I'll bring it up and it's on me. It's my boo-boo. Yesterday was Sunday and... I'll give you from my perspective. Jen will give you from her perspective.
Great.
All right, so there's this worship band that I've been listening to recently called Maverick City Music. If you haven't listened to their music, you're missing out. Maverick City Music, they're great. They are a blend of like gospel music and like contemporary Christian music, and the people who write for them, it's incredible. So if you need an intro into what their music is about, look up Communion by Stephanie Gretzinger and Maverick City Music. There's a gentleman there named Chandler Moore. He is the worship leader at a church in Texas called Social Dallas. I think that's what it's called, Social Dallas. Yeah, Robert Madu is the preacher there. He's a great communicator. Anyway, so they recently, if they've put out a few recent songs, one of which is called Gyra, and in that song, he's playing a electric key. He's playing a Nord. I have a Nord, but the Nord is placed inside. It's housed in a gutted piano, and so I was on Facebook Market. I was like, man, that's an awesome look. It has the look of playing like an actual piano that he's sitting behind and kind of just rocking out with. But it has the sound and flexibility and functionality of an electric keyboard. So I was like, all right, man, I definitely want that look. Last week, I picked up a piano from Facebook Marketplace. This lady was giving a piano away, and she was like, man, like, thank you so much for taking this. I was like, I work at a church. I was like, man, it's going to a good home. And she's like, thank you. Like, it's my mom's piano, and I'm just so glad that someone's, like, taking it and we'll be able to use it. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And she started tearing up, and she said, like, it's been a really hard year. And I felt terrible because my plans for the piano were to rip all the insides out and spray paint it black, mm-hmm. which is exactly what I did. So me and the worship team did that, and the piano that Maverick City was using, Chandler Moore was using in those videos, I didn't realize this, the top of the piano was much lower than the piano that I got. So the piano that I got was kind of high. It's still a, it's an upright piano, but it was like almost to where my neck is how high the top of the piano was. And on stage at our church, there's not a whole lot of lighting that goes back there. And I've got darker skin than the other people who are the band members, and I'm in the back. So the stage lights light the people in the front, and it's easier to light lighter skin than it is, you know, darker skin. So this past Sunday, we used the housing like unit, like the carved out piano thing, and it looked great, and it was fun to play and sit on, but you couldn't see me at all. And so that was frustrating. So I was like, all right, there's got to be a piano with a smaller profile out there. I looked on Free Pianos again. This guy reached out, or I reached out to this guy. I said, hey, Lee, are you giving this piano away? He's like, yep. I was like, awesome. And I saw that the where he was giving the piano away was in the same town of our church. So I was like, man, perfect. I said, sir, you know, I work at a church. We want a piano to use. Could I pick it up after church? And the guy said, you know, what time is your church service? I said, it's usually done around 11:30, 12. And he's like, I've got plans until like early afternoon. So for me, early afternoon sounds like 12:30, 1. And so I was like, okay, no worries. Like, there was stuff that I had to do after church anyway. So I was like, all right, cool. Is 1:30 okay for you? Does that work for you? And he didn't respond back to me. This is Saturday night. And so Sunday comes along, and no response from him. I've got a whole bunch of responsibilities at church on Sunday. I do those responsibilities. I get church things up and running. Church happens. Church is now over. And I see a text message from the guy. He's like, hey, actually, like, I'm not going to be able to do anything till 2 or 3. At this point, I did get to church early because there was a car accident where someone drove into a pole at the church, knocked the power out. And so my boss said, hey, you might want to get there early to make sure everything's working. So I got there early, and getting there early means I was there at 6:15, like 6:15 in the morning is when I left Jen and Max. So by the time I get this text message from the guy that says I'm not going to be free until 2 or 3, it's probably already close to 1 at this point. So I've been gone for 6-7 hours of Jen just being a mom by herself. So I was like, okay, like, all right, well, I was thinking I'll just go home. I'll hang out with Jen for a couple hours, give her a little break. And then when that dude's free at 2-3 o'clock, I'll boogie on over to his place and pick it up. Well, the guy said, hey, actually, I'm free now. And long story short, it took a really long time to get from, and he didn't live next to the church. He lived 30 minutes away from the church. So 30 minutes to my friend Corey's house, then 30 minutes to his house, then 30 minutes to the church, then 30 minutes to back to Corey's house. And clearly, we're not just driving, getting to the place, and then turning around. We're doing manual labor. So by the time, and this whole time, I hadn't said anything to Jen. And I think I called her after everything was done. It was probably like 4 o'clock, 4:30. I said, hey, I'm on my way home. And she's like, okay. And I said, are you okay? She's like, yeah. And I said, have you cried today? And she's like, mm-hmm. I said, okay, I'm coming home. And I go to the store, and I got some things that I thought would make her happy. I think it did a little bit, but I come back, and I can tell that she is upset. Insert Jen. Go for it, my dear.
You want my perspective?
Yes.
So the night before, I had seen that he was looking at pianos again on Facebook. So I was like, oh, you're looking for another piano? And you told me, like, yeah, like, I found this one. I was like, oh, you already got one, though. You were like, yeah, but it was tall or something like that. So I was like, okay. And that was the piano talk. I didn't know that Nate was going on Sunday to get the piano. I didn't know that the guy lived near the church or that that was the goal at all. So Saturday night happens. Max was cluster feeding every 45 minutes to an hour, which means that I feed Max for about 15 minutes and then burp Max for 20 minutes. We are now at 35 minutes, and Max wants to eat in another about 10 minutes. So I didn't sleep at all. So come Sunday, I was like, awesome, Nate will be here this afternoon. All I got to do is like make it through the morning with Max. Nate came home at 4:45.
It was pretty late.
4:30. I'd been with Max all day. Also, when I'm with Max, Max doesn't like me to put him down because I am Max's food source and everything. But if Nate is home, the only other person that Max knows can hold him, and he will be calm on Nate's chest.
Yeah.
So it's either I hold Max all day when Nate is gone, or when Nate is home, we can split it 50-50. And like if Nate's holding Max in between a feeding, I can sleep or do some laundry and like get stuff done or whatever. But when Nate's not home, it's just me and Max. And like I have to hold Max the whole time. So by the time Nate got home, I was just like pissed.
She was upset.
I was like, quite angry. I can't even talk to you about how I feel right now because I'm not going to be kind.
And I asked, and I said, like, hey, can you tell me what's going on? And you're like, you don't want to know.
I can't hear you.
I said, can you tell me what's going on? And you said,
No.
Not right, no.
And even, like, a few hours later when we did talk about it, I still wasn't feeling kind because I was just like, this is ridiculous.
She was quite upset.
I was like, yeah, we have a 3-week-old baby.
And what I explained to Jen was is that I wasn't planning on any of that stuff taking as long as it did. I was expecting the guy to say, hey, you guys can pick it up as soon as church is over. I expected him to live 15, and I don't have the guy's address, and he's not really responding back to me quickly. So all that to say, the reason I go through that whole story was I asked you what relationships have changed since Max has been here. And I think that ours has changed since Max has been here.
That was our turn.
Oh.
I'll hit the next one. Sure. Our relationship has changed. It's not for the worst, but
no.
It's changed. And like it takes a lot more communication than it did.
Yes. And that's something that I'm realizing. I'm realizing that more and more now.
We had like a few like situations, not to like just like harp on it, but like we had a few situations when I was pregnant with Max and like expecting you home at this time. And then like your perception of time is just straight off.
Okay.
So it just is off.
The way you tell time is wrong.
It's just is incredible. Like, yep. And I'll probably be home by 2. And then you can go ahead and add at least an hour, at least, to that. And then a lot of times more. I would say 90% of the time more.
That's hurtful because it's accurate.
It's so accurate. The time management is just not, it's not there.
Okay.
So, and we had talked about it so much before, like when I was pregnant, because I would be hungry and we only have one car. And like, even then it was just, you know, quite, like, not. It was like an issue a couple of times. So I was like, listen, like you gotta manage this time better. So in my mind, I'm like, yo, F this piano. We do not need this piano at the church. This is not a need at all. We shouldn't be doing this with a 3-week-old baby.
That is what she said.
Like, this is just insanity.
And for me,
it takes no precedence over any of that. Like, so just the biggest eye roll of my life.
And for me,
keep in mind, there was already a piano that was purchased and painted. It was just tall, y'all. That was our turn.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me turn around. Thank you for keeping an eye out on the GPS. I was looking at the road.
That's all good.
But anyway, piano aside, we've got it to the place. But I need to be more mindful. I need to be more mindful of Jen's needs because pregnant Jen's needs are a little bit different than Jen trying to, you know, calm a baby when she was at home. And keep in mind, I'm not like out on the town, you know, hitting the bars with the folks. Jen has said this before, like, I'll do some work and then I'll just keep on doing some work. And then I'll just keep on doing some work. And then I'll lose track of time. And then before I know it, a lot of time has gone by.
I don't know where this is.
We're neither. It says that it's, is it over here? Yeah, I think it's over here.
Yeah, I think maybe it's at the back of this thing.
True. All right, quick commercial break. We're going to get this man's ear hearing tested. Y'all be praying that it is fantastic, which it's going to be, because our baby boy is awesome. Drive around the front and look to see. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that we're on the same plate. All right.
Address. There's no sign.
No. It's garbage. All right, quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Did we talk about Max crushing the hearing test or no? Okay, so we left the hearing place. It was pretty quick. 10 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
15? If that. Felt like lickety-split. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't hear that, Jen's going back to the Easter candy. And she has the mic, I guess, in inside the basket of Easter candy. So sorry about that, first and foremost. But yeah, Max did great.
Honestly, I was grouchy, I think, earlier because I hadn't had my iced coffee.
I see. You were grouchy today?
I was just quiet.
Okay. Is that grouchy for you? Is quiet?
Depends on the day.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, no, he did great. They hooked him up to some, not an EKG, but they put a electronic pulse thing on his back and on his forehead, and he passed it quickly. Apparently, it sends signals to your inner ear, and then your inner ear is supposed to send a signal back, I guess. I don't know how that works, but she put it in there, beep, beep, like, honestly, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and he was done, and he passed.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, cuz. Get this stuff off my back and get that joint off my forehead, yo. My mom doesn't like no products on me.
I know.
You got this dang sticker on me.
She was like, yeah, and you're going to want to put some diaper balm, you know, or something on his skin because it's going to turn red. I was like,
excuse me?
What are you doing now? Can
pardon?
We just do the old school? Like, can we just ring a bell in towards his ear or something?
No, we're past that, Jen. We're past that now.
Why do you have to do this?
I'm guessing it's a more thorough search into the ear.
My mom don't like nothing on me.
No, she don't like nothing. Barely even clothes.
I hope he's 16 and saying that.
Yeah. He's like, sorry, I can't. I can't take no Tylenol. My mom doesn't do that. She don't believe in pain management. She said, if I need to manage my pain, I need to take a nap.
And I got to get some peppermint oil.
Let me get some peppermint on the back of my neck real quick.
We will have that kid. Hey, do you guys have any peppermint oil?
That's like, it's like, sir, your leg is broken. Yeah, but just put some clary sage on the kneecap.
My mom always just kind of, you know.
It was
some frankincense?
Yeah, some frankincense and some myrrh. Yeah. All right. Where did we last leave off? Was I telling them how mad you were at me yesterday? So it took her some hours to.
Nate had we to just check in with me at the appointment to make sure I wasn't still mad.
Yeah. And she wasn't.
Like, are you still mad?
It's like it felt some anger type energy in that
with me?
Last little bit. What's going on here?
I mean, to be fair, I did have to get the time management thing just off by Jez.
Clearly, yeah. You that seemed like it came out the recesses of your soul. You're like, yeah, and time management is an issue. It's like, the topic today was mom competition, and it's taken a turn.
It has come right at your neck.
Yeah, no, I apologized profusely, because I really do believe that relationships change. I think my relationship with Max being here, my relationship with my dad has changed. My dad calls me on a regular basis, sometimes multiple times a day, and
he's already called you multiple times today.
Yeah, three times today, which isn't a bad thing at all. It's kind. My dad has a sixth sense of calling right when I'm about to do something. So, the first time he called, we were pulling up to the gas station to get gas. The second time he called, a friend of mine was going through some stuff, and I told him to call me whenever, and he called me, and I was just like, oh, and of course my dad's calling me right now. Yeah, so I get why I'm saying, now that Max is here, I get why you would want to hear from your child on a regular basis, not just to see if they're okay, but just to talk to them. It's a real thing, I'm sure, talking and having a conversation with someone that you made. So do you feel like your relationship with your dad is different now that you have a child? I know you said it's different with your mom.
I don't know, because it's interesting. Like, I guess in some way, like, it's harder to relate to my dad in this exact position because my dad is a boy who had a daughter, me, and our relationship is really, really sweet.
I see.
So, like, I'm a girl who had a son. So in that sense, like, our opposite genders or whatever, it's very, very sweet to have a son.
Yeah. And I was kind of hoping that it was a girl or at least a daughter, because I really do like the relationship that you have with your dad. And my sister has a good relationship with my dad. Like, she just keeps it very real with him, maybe sometimes too real. But
yeah, but that's how we are as well.
Yeah. And so I think that I liked that the optics of that looked great. So I was like, man, okay, having a daughter, that'd be great. She would have a special bond with me and yada yada. But glad it's Max, the boy, Maximilian, the coolest, the greatest. Any other relationships that you can think have changed? Or, I mean, to get back to the topic of the mom competition, have you experienced any of that? I know you said that it's been overwhelmingly positive for the most part. Yeah. Have you experienced some mom com?
I don't since think so, having no, Max? Actually.
No?
Mm-mm.
None whatsoever? It's all been positive?
It's literally all been positive.
It's amazing.
I feel like there was more so when I was pregnant. Like, oh, you're not going to get the COVID vaccine? No, because it's not recommended for pregnant women.
Boop.
Oh, okay. That's different. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. There was more comments made when I was pregnant than there have been since Max been here.
Really?
But, like, I feel like we also haven't been in public much. So I think people will be spicier.
True.
About, like, oh, you do that with Max, or you do that different, or, you know.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we're doing anything, like, weird or, like, super, me like, either. Aboriginal, like, homeopathic, whatever. Like, none of that stuff.
I think a lot of people don't exclusively breastfeed.
Okay.
So that'll be different. Like, when he gets hungry, I cannot give him a bottle. Like, we don't do that. He needs me. You know what I'm saying?
True. But we're getting glass bottles, so that isn't the case at night, right?
Yes, we're getting about bottles so that he's able to feed during the nighttime with you. But I think that I'm not going to prep a bottle when we go, like, to church. I'm going to go to our office, shut the door, and feed him.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I feel that.
Because it doesn't really make sense. Like, I was thinking while we were in the car at the grocery store, because we just went and got some, like, sandwich stuff. And I was thinking while we were in there, I was thinking, like, my word, like, if he got fussy in the store.
He didn't have a bottle.
And we didn't have a bottle. Like, how do you warm the milk?
I don't know.
You have to have all this, like, in your car and on the go. How frustrating would that be? You have a crying baby. Now you're having to, like, figure out formula, mix it, get it warm somehow, feed it to him. Like, that all seems way more complicated than just, like, here's my boob.
True. But here's my boob part wasn't an easy route to get to.
No, it was not.
So
I will be honest about that. It was not easy. I understand why people don't do it.
Right. When you say here's the boob, it has taken way more than just here's the boob. I thought, up until seeing what's been going on, I thought that it was just boobs out. The baby instinctively knows that's food, better get in there. That's what I thought, until that's not the case at all. Not at all.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not the easy route. And, like, some people don't have enough supply to feed their child. Like, there's all sorts of reasons that why you wouldn't exclusively breastfeed.
And shout out to y'all, you know, get your baby, however you do it. That's the thing that I've realized now, whether you're a mom or a dad or whatever, however you can keep your kid alive and happy, kudos to you, truly. Well, I'm glad that the mom competition has subsided. I do think that it'll rear itself back up when he's in the toddler type arena.
Yep.
I think that'll come back there.
Doesn't walk.
Yeah.
Mine started walking when they were 8 months.
It's like, okay, well, great. And your baby's also bow-legged, you know, and, yeah. And wearing special shoes because you forced them to walk. I don't know if that's true. And if you have to wear special shoes, God bless you, you know, that's fine. But I do think that it's going to come full circle. I think that right now it's like the baby's, like Max is here, he's safe, he's growing and all that stuff. Once he's more independent and like able to do his own thing, yeah. That's when people be like, oh, you read just in English to Max? Right. You don't have...
a pacifier.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I'm sure that'll be a thing. But Max actually doesn't really love the pacifier.
No, he likes his hand. Yeah. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day.
He likes his fingers and his thumbs.
Which is cute.
It is cute now. It won't be cute when he's 5.
Yeah, or 16.
Which is why we're trying to introduce the pacifier, but he's not having it.
Well, he's having it sometimes.
He does have it sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, he's
but
about
not
it sometimes. No.
He's just chill. Like, he's just looking out the window right now.
Just enjoying the podcast.
Yeah.
You got any closing words, Max? We need to go inside. Your
Max,
dad needs to go to the bathroom.
Got anything to say, buddy?
Well, there you have it. Max said, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. This has been the Nate Loves Jen podcast. We really do love you guys. Shout out to, is your cousin Brittany? Is that accurate? Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Shout out to Brittany. I didn't know that you are a longtime listener. You said with the accent.
She's from Arkansas. She's got a thick accent. She
true.
We have accents.
No. We speak
or
like
I have
one
at least.
Well, you do have an accent when your mom or dad calls. Yeah, you'll go southern real quick. It'll be two seconds. Your dad will call. He's like, hey, how you did? You're like, oh, I'm doing good. Just, you know, loving the Lord, trying as best I can to serve him.
I grew up with southern parents. What do you expect?
And see his faithfulness exceed to my generation and the generations beyond that. But Father, I'm doing great. You know, just wrestled me up some chicken necks.
I do not say no wrestle me up no chicken necks.
Round. But you hear it coming in, though? I'm just pretending to talk southern. And you're like,
shut up.
I'd never said nothing about no wrestle up no chicken necks. So now, Nathaniel, stop it.
The thing that's so accurate is if I were to hang out with my cousins, Brittany and Kelly,
you
like,
sound
it
like
would
them.
Not be good.
You're a chameleon. Jen will just adopt it. Let somebody have a like a German accent. Jen will be like, oh yeah, I do think that Jen,
true.
you don't talk like
it's
that.
So true.
It's fine. All right, y'all. This has been the Nate Loves Jen podcast, Carpe Diem style. We're doing fantastic, but we'd be doing even better if you subscribed. To all those listening, feel free to subscribe right now. Also, leave us a rating. 5 stars or more would be great. Follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me. At Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife, Jen. Jen's posting on Instagram now. Are you not?
I haven't yet, but I will.
Okay, so I am a liar because
I
thought...
to do it today.
Okay, she's going to try and post today. So follow her now. Season 2, like I said, season 2 is all new, baby. She's going to be posting things there. Any closing words, Jen? To any encouraging words for the moms out there?
Like, you know, show up for him and everything.
Right. Hold your baby. Don't lay him on the ground.
I know that's right.
Because their head will get flat.
I know that's right.
Okay, be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more and say less. We love you guys. Bye.